This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Week 5 in Serie A, 2 points separate first from seventh. It is tight at the top, as it probably will be all season long. Freelance Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella is alongside myself, Dan Roebuck, as we aim to identify the best bets this weekend. After a midweek card that failed to bring a solitary away win, 40 games on the seasonal CV, just 8 road victories. That might be a trend to look out for, Daniele. We will see. Also a trend, and every single bettor looks at this across European leagues heading into this week. We've got European competition kicking off. Is it the same in Italy or is it not the same in Italy? Will we have the bigger teams rotating depending on fixture ahead of Champions League, Europa League, Conference League? What's the general consensus when it comes to Serie A sides?
So, Dan, well, I think who could have rotated already did it in midweek with mixed results. For example, Napoli made six changes and they didn't look the same team. Other Milan made a couple of changes as well. They had some issues to break down Sassuolo. But because of this weekend, the games that we have in Serie A are so big, the Milan derby, there is a massive rivalry between Fiorentina and Juventus. Roma goes away to Udinese, Lazio-Napoli. We'll all talk about this in a moment. I don't think they're going to rotate it. And then when it comes to the next midweek games, it's the Champions League. And again, the games are massive. Italian teams have been handed a very difficult start, I must say, because Inter plays at home to Bayern. Juventus goes to Parc des Princes with PSG. There is Napoli-Liverpool. So how can they really think about rotating? Next weekend, well, maybe, yes, there will be more rotation, but I don't think not for this one.
So it's the fixtures really that are the key this weekend, and the fact that we've just had midweek games as well, can't really afford to rotate too much, and it's still pretty early in the season. As we know, everything's squeezed in because of the World Cup. We're going to kick off with a big game of the weekend, and it's the Derby della Madonnina. It is Milan versus Inter at San Siro, a game that was first staged back in 1909. I mean, this is still a huge game. I mean, you could argue it's even bigger now because Milan are back in the title fold, the Scudetto fold. They are the champions, of course. Inter, of course, dominated prior to that. But this is huge as usual, isn't it, Daniele?
Absolutely huge. I mean, bigger in the last 2 years because Milan and Inter have been in contention for winning the Scudetto. It lost a little bit of appeal when Juventus were winning 9 titles in a row. And yeah, but this is a massive game. It's not yet a partita scudetto, a title decider, because it's very early. It's only it's going to be the 3rd of September. But if you remember well, last season, Inter were in total control of the derby in February for 60 minutes, only 1-0 up. Thing changed in 10 minutes, and that gave the momentum to Milan. It galvanized Milan, who made up ground into Inter and then won the league. So that was decisive for sure.
No doubt about that. Very tight when it comes to the betting markets for the win, draw, win markets here. Milan, +175. Inter, +160. Nothing really to choose to choose between them. The draw, +245. Over and under here. Under -103. Over -134. Inter still without Lukaku, of course, with that troubling thigh injury. What's the angle in for bettors, Daniele? What do we like in this game?
Very difficult to pick a winner here unless you really, you know, you're really a supporter of one of the team. You have to look for goals, okay? But bear in mind that sometimes these derby are tight. 1-1 is one of the most common results in the derby di Milano. But both to score and over 2.5 goals, it seems to me the most obvious one because he pays well, plays +100, so it doubles your stake. And, you know, both teams have got enough firepower, although missing Lukaku from one side, missing Ibrahimovic, probably Rebic and Origi on the other side, to hurt each other. And defensively, They've not been perfect so far. Inter at midweek against Cremonese, yes, they won 3-1, but I don't think it's a true representation of how poorly they played at the back. They conceded a couple of chances to Cremonese, which is against a better side. They are on the back of the net and Inter struggles. Then, of course, going forward, the breaks from midfield, from Barella, from Çalhanoğlu, they were great. Lautaro scoring again for the third consecutive game. But, you know, Inter defense is solid. We know Skriniar, De Vrij and Bastoni are probably the best three centre-backs in Italy, but they haven't quite found the chemistry, maybe because of the transfer rumours, Skriniar being linked to PSG all summer long. But, you know, they conceded a lot of goals so far. Only one clean sheet in the last four and all the six pre-season games Inter have conceded. When it comes to Milan, a bit tighter, okay, kept a clean sheet thanks to Magnan, who saved the penalty against Berardi. But I'm not really convinced that they can keep it tight against Inter as well, you know, especially on the left-hand side when Theo Hernandez is so dangerous, but they're going to left themselves exposed, especially if Barella plays on the opposite side, running into the areas. That could be a concern for me. And also, you have to look at the stats as well. Last five games, Inter won twice 3-0. There were two draws. Last season, Milan won 2-1. So there are always goals in it. So that could be the first angle you could go, is both to score and over 2.5 goals.
That's how we're tackling the Milan derby. Both teams to score over 2.5 plus 100. Double your stake. Bet Rivers haven't quite yet got their Serie A prices back up after the midweek action. We had games last night. We're recording very early on Friday. I suspect that Inter are still going to be favourites for Scudetto, plus 150, Milan round about plus 350, something like that. Have you seen anything with these two sides, Daniele, that would suggest that those prices are wrong? Would you still have Inter as the Scudetto favourites?
I don't, to be fair. And I am surprised that everyone in Italy and some people abroad, they still believe Inter are actually better than Milan. Why are they better than Milan? Numerically, Milan have got more players than Inter. I think they have strengthened more. Inter have got a very solid base, but so have Milan. I'm not sure if you look at the team now, there is actually such a wide gap. Last year, Inter were better than Milan for, let's say, 3 out of 4 games that they played, because they played in Coppa Italia as well, a very drab 0-0 too. But Inter were generally the better, but yet they finished second to Milan. So, and in the head-to-head, you know, the reverse fixture, as I said, it was decided by a moment, or lapses of concentrations by Inter, and Giroud scored those 2 goals. But it happened time and time again at the beginning of the season. Look, we know Inter can score. They scored 16 times consecutively in Serie A, 6 different goal scorers so far this season, but I don't think the problems are over. They still lack something on the left-hand side. I think missing Perisic could be massive in a game like this. For Milan, the rotation as well, I don't think they work very well. Who's going to play on the right-hand side? That's the big dilemma. Is it going to be Salemakers? Is it going to be Messias? They don't seem to have that impact when they start the game. De Ketelaere, is he going to start? Is he going to drift more into the middle? This is a good, obviously, thing to consider. But, you know, Milan keeping clean sheets normally works. 14 clean sheets they kept at Sassuolo. That was record in 2022. We'll see. It's gonna be a tactical battle. I'm really interested to see how well, for example, Dzeko plays, how deep he can drop, how much the Inter midfielders can run behind him. And on the other side, let's see if Milan can dominate the game this time, contrary to what they did last season. But yeah, this is the angle, both to score over 2.5 goals. It could be tight. It could be a tight first half. And then just a mention, if you want to be a little bit more audacious, you can go on the cards market. Bet Rivers has got also the cards market. Normally, people think that derbies are very feisty. There are a lot of cards. Well, the Milan derby in recent years has not been that feisty. It's not been a lot of cards. Last year, okay, 8 cards when Milan won and 2 sent off. But normally, in the last 3-4 years, around 3-4 cards. And the Italian league, they chose a referee, Daniele Chiffi, who, on average, in the last 2 seasons, has handed 3.6 cards per game, so just below 4 cards per game. He's a referee that lets the play flow a bit. It's a bit more English, if you like. And I think that's what we need for these sort of games. They need to flow. They cannot be stop and start. Add to that, there's not going to be Lukaku. There's not going to be Ibrahimovic, who can spice things up after, you know, that row 2 years ago. And there's a group of players that are very experienced. They played a lot of derbies, these two. So I think they know how to manage the tension. Go for a low number of cards here, maybe under 5, under 4.5. I think you'll find a good price in on BetRivers.
That's going to be an interesting one. That's really a good insight. Counterintuitive bet. You always get some value when it comes to things like that. Watch out for those markets on BetRivers. That's the Milan Derby. Should be a really good one. And they could be a change when it comes to the outright market after this game is played. Certainly if Milan win anyway. Let's move on to the game that's a little earlier on the Saturday. That's Fiorentina against Juventus. There is a little bit of a history between these two. As you've mentioned, Fiorentina lost to Udinese in midweek. Their first defeat of the season in all competitions. Juve have been fairly pragmatic so far. They are favourites at plus 145 to win this one. Fiorentina plus 215. The draw plus 220. You mentioned that there's a bit of a rivalry. Explain that one for us, Daniel.
Huge rivalry. It goes back into the 80s when Fiorentina were competing for the Italian title, and they were pipped to the post by Juventus in, let's say, critical, dubious circumstances. There were some referees' mistakes involved in it. And then there is all the transfer saga from the 90s onwards. Roberto Baggio moving to Fiorentina to Juventus in the summer of 1990. I mean, it was a civil riot. You can find the images on YouTube what happened. But then there is a history as well of many players moving from Fiorentina to Juventus. Chiesa, Chiellini, and last but not least, Dusan Vlahovic, who scored two great free kick goals so far. So, yeah, Vlahovic is in for a good reception at Frankie. But this is obviously a big, big rivalry, more for Fiorentina than for Juve, of course, because, you know, for obvious reasons. But, yeah, it's one of those games that you circle in red in your calendar when the fixtures list come out, obviously.
Well, what about the selection then here? What is the tip in this game? This is Saturday afternoon in Europe, and obviously check your scheduling wherever you are. What's the angle from a betting point of view?
For this one, is both to score, minus 118. It's not a great price, but I think considering the way both teams play and the recent improvement of Juventus, you might want to go for it. Okay, Fiorentina haven't scored a goal in the last four games. They keep the ball well in the opposition half, especially they're top for possession in the opposition half in Serie A, same as last year. They miss some chances. They miss clear-cut chances, you know, lack of good decisions. You wonder if they already have an identity. You know, Italiano loves to make changes. At Udine, 9 changes. The game before at Empoli, 9 changes from the games against Twente. So what kind of formation is he gonna put on? I think he's going to put the starting, you know, his best 11 with Jovic up top. We're going to see Amrabat as well. Milenkovic, who's rested for the game against Udinese. I mean, the formation they played against Napoli, it's really interesting. It's a 4-3-3 with Barak, who scored 15 goals last season for Verona in midfield. And he's going to break the lines and join Jovic, Ikoné. Nico Gonzalez is injured, so probably we're going to see Sottil again. They did well against Napoli, Fiorentina. Very good intensity. They had a lot of shots in the first half. They made it difficult for Napoli. And I think one thing we have to look out for is whether Fiorentina are better this season at managing games, especially going to second halves. Last season, they were starting games very well, 100 miles an hour. They were often taking the lead in the second half, in the first half, but then they went flat in the second half. And that's why they lost many big games at home. They lost to Inter, they lost to Napoli, they lost to Lazio, they lost to Juve in Coppa Italia as well. They couldn't quite sustain it. Let's see if they are... If they have improved on that. I mean, they are unbeaten in 9 of the last 10 home games, after all, Fiorentina.
What about Vlahovic here to score? I mean, how determined will he be? He started the season well, hasn't he? He's around about plus 500 to get the first goal.
two free kicks. And to be fair, the carbon copy, one of the carbon copy of Italian. I mean, if he starts scoring free kicks, I mean, it is a bit funny because he hasn't received many services from his teammates, so he's doing it himself from a dead ball situation. The problem the price for him to score is good. I think +500. If there's anyone who's gonna score in the Juventus side, it's him. The problem with Juventus is creating chances, creating opportunities, and make it along through the course of the game, not just starting it well, as they did with Roma, as they did with Spezia, and then in the second half they backed off. If Juve takes the lead, you might be in for a boring game, I think, because we saw the pattern. Look, they're not beautiful, they are effective. But that's what matters, because at the moment they got 8 points. Last season at this stage, they had 4 points, and you could argue that's where they lost the league. So they need to make sure they get points. I'm expecting to see Di Maria starting this one. Let's see how fit he is, because we were not thinking he was going to be ready for the game against Spezia. Allegri took a little bit of a risk, and maybe Paredes is going to be given a few minutes. He comes from PSG. It's going to be really, really important. He's the person that can link the play. He's the regista, the playmaker that so badly miss. No Szczesny. He picked up an ankle injury, so he's going to be with the second keeper, Perin. That's why I reinforced the balls to score. Not that Perin is a worse keeper, but, you know, I think it affects a little bit. Juventus unbeaten in 12 out of 14 away games anyway. It could be tight. It could be a draw as well, but go for both to score, -118.
Okay, a couple more games to look at. Lazio-Napoli next. This is Saturday. Late Lazio 7th, Napoli 4th. Both going well, both unbeaten, identical record. In many ways, Napoli with that game against Liverpool, of course, that we've talked about already here. There's a lot suggesting that this will be fairly tight, Daniele, and you've gone for the draw in this one.
I'm going for the draw, which again is a bit of counterintuitive, because in the last 18 games, there have only been 2 draws between Lazio and Napoli. The last one was in November 2016. Normally, these games between these two are plenty of goals, 4 out of the last 5 over 2.5 goals, 3 out of the last 5 both to score. As I said, of course, no draws in recent history. But why I went for draw? Because it's going to be balanced. It's going to be tight. And, you know, we saw Napoli, after a flying start, having some difficulties against very good and organized team such as Fiorentina and such as Lecce, really damaged them, you know, tight marking, aggressivity. And Lazio is going to be the same. I think Lazio can consider themselves unlucky against Sampdoria. They dominated the game. They took the lead. Of course, Immobile scored again in Genoa. He loves that. But they didn't make too many changes to the formation, and maybe they could be a little bit tired. Let's see. Let's see what happens, unless Sarri is going to make the changes on Thursday against Feyenoord. I think they should score at least 2, but they have got players in great form, most of everyone. Of course, Milinkovic-Savic with another assist, that's 14th in the calendar here. Let's see how it goes, because as I said, Napoli plays Liverpool on Wednesday, Lazio hosts Feyenoord. There's not going to be turnover for this one. Napoli, 8 points, worst start since 2015. You know, how things can change very quickly. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Maradona and great Napoli. I mean, now they're there. Too many changes against Lecce. 6 changes. And also, Spalletti changed the formation. He went with a 4-2-3-1 to accommodate Raspadori and Osimhen. Guess who was the worst player on the pitch? Osimhen. It didn't work. In the second half, better, 4-3-3 with Politano, with Lozano. They ended up with 19 shots. Lecce is a tough nut to crack, I think. Draw, +270.
Drawing this one, it's incredible, isn't it? We say that Napoli haven't started as well as they usually have, but they're still fourth position. They're still unbeaten in the season, yeah. But we just expect so much from the start of the campaign from them. Udinese against Roma is the Sunday late game. Udinese only lost away at Milan. So the form's been okay, I think, hasn't it? Roma unbeaten in 4. We know that Jose likes the European action, won the Conference League last year, is in Europa League action, of course, in midweek here. When I've seen Roma play, I mean, they are reverting to Jose Mourinho type a little bit here, aren't they? And they are decent at the back. We've not seen all their attacking guns go forward as we thought that they might do at the start of the season. So we're tempering goals in this one, Daniele. We are going to go for both teams to score. No, talk us through this bet.
Yeah, because I think, as I said, I mean, Roma, they still have to find a bit more of self-belief in them, and they still need to realize how good players they got, and they don't have just to sit back and wait. And I think they're going to find in Udinese a team that plays the very same system they do, the 3-5-2, but more defensively, of course. And Udinese are not going to make the mistake that Monza did on Tuesday. They're not going to go gung-ho. Monza was keeping the ball a lot in Roma position half, and they conceded a couple of counter-attacks and goals. Udinese are not about this. Udinese are much more tight. And they got a good back three, Udinese. Masina might be injured, though. Becao, Bijol is a new addition. He's a physical side, Udinese. Big lads, you know. It's going to be difficult for Mourinho. Oko, of course, Mourinho's got a big side as well with Matic, with Cristante, with Spinazzola, with Ibanez, etc., Smalling. I think Roma will find it hard to break them down. We know Roma loves scoring from set pieces, already 3 goals this season from set pieces, 11 last season. But it's going to be more difficult against Udinese. And, you know, Udinese has had one of the best start of seasons recently. I knew that as soon as Beto was coming back from injury, they would be much more dangerous. They left a little bit the initiative to Fiorentina, but they knew how to defend. So both to score, no, which is plus 110, half a unit. 8 of the last 9 meetings have been both to score, no. 4 out of last 5 under 2.5 goals. And also both to score, and also, I mean, there is the good clean sheet record for Roma. That's 3 in 4 and last season. There were 15 clean sheets after all.
And you like to get with Udinese as well, with the draw on your side as well.
That's a speculative one. I mean, only because we're putting Alpha Unit on the boat to score, no. So if it's a low scoring game, Udinese or draw, again, it's plus 100, doubles your stake. Because I think, you know, Roma, let's face it, they've had an easy calendar after all. You know, Cremonese, Monza, Salernitana. I still have in my eyes how bad they were in the first half against Juventus. And I think if Udinese comes with a good game plan, which they normally do, they might find it hard. So, I mean, this is a speculative one. Udinese or draw 1x plus 100, half a unit.
That means if we're looking at something like 0-0, 0-1, 0-2, sorry, 1-0, 2-1, because Udinese are the home side, of course, all those bets, all those outcomes will mean that both of these bets cop. So we've got an opportunity to get them both in, I think, for this one. Before we wrap things up, Daniele, just talk about the Italian sides in European action before we go, because when it comes to the Champions League, Inter, of course, winning in 2010, we haven't seen a Serie A club win since then. Juve in the final, what, 6 years ago now? We've got Juventus plus 5,000 on the BetRivers website, Inter plus 7,000, Milan plus 8,000, Napoli plus 12,500. You're shaking your head a little bit here. I sense the fact that it's a big ask for an Italian side to go deep into the competition.
No, it's very difficult that an Italian team is going to win the Champions League. I think for an Italian team to win the Champions League is plus 1,400 last time I checked. But it's a strange year. There is the World Cup. A lot of the Italian players are not going to the World Cup as well. So that could have an impact. But as I said in the future prediction show for the Champions League, which you can check on Bet Rivers alongside the other pundits, I think you have to look now at the moment, instead of the winner, you have to go to who's going to qualify from the groups. And I think 2 out of 4 teams, Italian teams, are going to qualify. I'm not sure about the third one. There is a good price on Napoli to qualify in a tough group, Liverpool, Rangers and Ajax. But I think if Spalletti manages the rotation well, they could finish second. Juventus will scrape it. I don't see them really beating Benfica soundly, and they're worse than PSG. Milan, that's the interesting one. Milan to top the group with Salzburg, Dinamo Zagreb and Chelsea pays plus 325. Chelsea to top the group pays minus 300. I can't work it out why. But I think Milan to top the group is an interesting. Inter, I don't know. It all depends in those two games against Barcelona. It could have been good for Inter to play Barcelona early, perhaps, because they still need to adjust, but they play in match day 3 and match day 4. It's tough for me for Inter.
Europa League and Conference League, just your brief thoughts there. Roma, obviously, Conference League winners last year. They're in the Europa League this year, plus 800. Lazio, plus 3,000. Of course, when we go back to the old UEFA Cup days, go back to the 90s, Italian club dominated this. Not so much as I was looking back at the last winner, Parma, back in 99, Inter finalist in 2020. I mean, Serie A clubs used to love the old UEFA Cup.
But I mean, that tells you how good was the Italian middle class of teams. And yeah, I know, yeah, the competition was great for us. Difficult to say. I mean, again, Europa League winner, finalist, because they're going to be the teams coming from the Champions League. It's difficult. I like Lazio plus 3,000, but you can go Lazio to win the group, because I think this year Lazio have shown sign of improvements. But be mindful, because Sarri makes a lot of changes in the Europa League. That's what he did with Chelsea when he won it. But he had a very deep squad. Roma plus 800, it's okay. But, you know, top four, I think, is going to be more of a target for Roma. When it comes to the Conference League, Fiorentina plus 900, they've been in Europe since ages. Rigas, Basaksehir, Hearts. Interesting group, I would say. They could win it. Yes, I think they could. But, you know, there is, again, the Italiano factor. How many changes is going to do? Qualifying, I think, is not going to pay great. But, yeah, for this one, just wait a couple of weeks and see what kind of mindset they normally have.
It'd be interesting to see how the Serie A clubs go when the European action starts next midweek. As for this weekend, big game, the Milan derby. We like both teams to score an over 2.5 goals in that one. We like Lazio-Napoli draw. We like both teams to score in the Fiorentina-Juventus game. And in the Udinese-Roma, we're going both teams to score no, coupled with Udinese or draw as well. Split your stakes on those two. They easily both could win. Daniele, thanks for your company on Twitter. You are?
At Difisi. And how are your Twitter followers going, Dan?
And I'm at, sorry, we just lost you for a split second there. Give us your Twitter handle again, Daniele.
So it's at the Fisi.
At the Fisi, D-F-I-S-I. I'm at Dan Robe with a B on the end. That wraps up the Bet River Serie A weekly podcast. Make sure you're across all of the Bet Rivers podcasts at Because We Win. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.